Shalom everyone, it's Amir Tzarfati. I would say I wish I didn't have to give you this update. I just got done doing a live stream on Telegram for the first time. I'm gonna do it more often. But until then, I would like to speak to you about something that is going on here right now, and it's extremely important. Okay, so folks, I wish I didn't have to tell you that, but I promised on Telegram that I'm going to give you a comprehensive analysis of what is going on in the Middle East. At the end of the week, when the visit of President Trump to the region is over, because there's so much fake news all around. Unfortunately, though, some of the news are not fake news. Some of the news are troubling news, worrisome news. And tomorrow with Pastor Barry, I will break down a lot of those things, and you may want to really tune in and watch everything. We're going to talk about everything from the decisions that the Americans did with the Houthis to reach a deal with them, which was apparently not exactly a ceasefire with the Houthis. It was actually speaking to the Iranians who actually told the Houthis. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'm not even going to talk about the fact that the U.S. president is receiving a gift of $400 million worth of presidential plane from a rich Muslim Arab country that funds terrorism. That's another thing that you are going to have to hear from me later. I will tell you, though, that in the coming hours, and probably if you watch it hours from now, it's going to be after that. But an American passport holder, who is also an Israeli IDF soldier, Idan Alexander, is about to be released by Hamas, thanks to the mediation of the U.S. and the Qataris. And after 584 days in the dungeons of Hamas, he will be released. It's a wonderful thing, don't you think so? I think so. But I almost threw up when I heard that the Emir of Qatar demanded from President Trump that Idan Alexander will be flown to Doha so the President of America and the Emir of Qatar will, instead of having a humiliating ceremony in Gaza with Hamas monsters, it's going to be a humiliating ceremony in Doha with the thunder and the patron of Hamas. Think about it. I have never seen any more stupid, diabolic decision like that, to ask the parents of a hostage that was held in the dungeons for 584 days. We're going to help to get your son back, but we want you to come and thank President Trump and the Emir of Qatar. Qatar is the one that funded Hamas, and Qatar is the one that cheered Hamas. And Qatar on October 7th in the morning already issued a statement that they stand behind Hamas, and Israel is to be blamed for the October 7th, even before we shot even one shot. While Idan Alexander was kidnapped, and while women were raped and children were burned and families were massacred and limbs were chopped off, Qatar already issued a statement supporting Hamas. And to ask for the parents of a hostage that was held there for 584 days to bring him to Doha so someone is going to parade him there. Look what I did. It's one thing if you did it in the Oval Office a week or two from now. It's one thing if you did it while coming to Israel. To ask him to come to Doha. Now, if you want to receive a bribery from the Qataris, if you want to receive a $400 million plane, which makes no sense for big America to have to get a gift from the Qataris for their own president to fly. What are you, the Palestinian Authority? What are you, Al Julani from Syria, that you need a rich country to give you a plane? But this is, I don't even want to go there. That's stupid by itself. That's the least of the concerns here. But to have a hostage released after 484 days and to get him to fly to Doha? Are you out of your mind? Are you that stupid? Don't you see who is against who here? I want to tell you something. America is in trouble. The world is in trouble. Because if this is the kind of thinking we're going to see, and this is the type of people that are going to be rewarded from now on because they're rich and they have money, wow. Now I'm going to tell you what we need to do as a country. We need to start thinking that there are things we need to do alone without coordinating or telling or doing anything with anyone else. We need to finish Hamas in Gaza. We need to destroy the Iranian nuclear program. And we need to do it as fast as possible. Because the way it looks, money speaks louder right now. And I get it, the national debt in America is rising so fast. But I will tell you something, you wouldn't see me here on camera saying these things if I didn't know that tons of people in Washington, D.C. are right now freaking out when they see those type of decisions made by this administration right now. It's shameful. It's stupid. I don't understand what is going on in the heads of world leaders when they ask things like that. And I want to tell you folks, it's not all about money. But when you suggest to call the Persian Gulf Arabian Gulf because the Arabs have money, you're hurting the feelings of millions of Iranians who actually love America and hate their own regime. When you stand on the line and says the war between India and Pakistan is none of our business, you hurt hundreds of millions of Indians that thought America is their ally. While Russia and China and Iran were immediately on the Pakistani side. And when you do such a thing of behind Israel's back, you cut deals with Hamas and then expect us to pay the price for it. And then take him, an IDF soldier, and fly him all the way after 584 days to Doha to be paraded as a trophy. Wow. Wow. I have no words. No words. Tomorrow I'm going to talk more about some other things. And I wish I didn't have to give you this update right now. I'm very sorry if I offended people here. I'm very sorry that we got to this point where I can't believe I'm saying these things. The same president who in 2017 boldly said that Qatar is funding terrorism. What happened? What happened? Is money everything? Qatar is still the same Qatar. They bought out your politicians and your media and your universities, and they poisoned it. That's Qatar. And now, what are you doing? Now, it's one thing again, if you want to do business with them and build some golf courses and hotels, and so do it. But taking a hostage after 584 days in captivity, and for him to thank you personally, you fly him to Doha, to where the funders and those who funded Hamas, who cheered Hamas, who supports Hamas, what is wrong with you? And I want to tell you folks, I don't serve anyone but God, and I don't have any allegiance to any politicians, neither in Israel nor in America or any other place around the world. I could care that politicians make me want to vomit. But I will tell you, folks, I believe in the God of Israel, and I know the future of this place. We're not going anywhere. We are mentioned in the Bible. We know what's going to happen to us. Very sad. I am very sad today, to be honest with you. I've been sad for a few days now, but now I couldn't stay quiet anymore. This is it. I don't even care if you share this video or to be honest, I needed to tell you all of this. If you want to share it, if you don't agree with it, then don't. But we're in trouble here. Now, I know the end of the story. I read this book. I know the end of the story. But what we are watching right now is shameful, disgraceful, diabolic decisions to satisfy the most crooked people in the world. For what? For money? For business deals? What has happened to us? Shameful. Tomorrow, Middle East and Beyond with Pastor Barry, we're going to break down a lot of things, the options in Gaza, stuff that is going on in Syria. We're going to talk about Lebanon, going to talk about Trump visit to the region. We're going to talk about many things. But I could not wait with this one, about this decision to fly Idan Alexander to Doha. I think I'm going to turn off this camera right now and go to throw up. That's how sad and angry I am. God bless you.